Facebook has more than 900 million users as it prepares to trade on Wall Street. But a fair number of people aren't too excited about the popular social network. Half of the 1,000 people polled by the Associated Press and CNBC call Facebook a passing fad.
A majority of those surveyed, 51%, have a favorable impression of the company, while 23% have an unfavorable opinion. Dimitri talks about the survey results and more with Paul Sloan, executive editor at CNET.
It's easy to say it'll be a fad. It's easy to say it'll disappear. But the odds of it, of that happening quickly, is really unlikely. When you have approaching a billion people, right, 15% of the world population on Facebook, it's just unlikely that's going to happen quickly. And keep in mind, a lot of people have invested a lot of time, put a lot of photos, a lot of, you know, their own personality into their Facebook profiles and to keep them up there. And it's just hard to imagine that going away quickly.
And your job at CNET, among many others, is to tell us about new gadgets, to follow technology such as Facebook, not so much to predict or to analyze what's going to happen when Facebook comes together with Wall Street late this week. But what are your thoughts as the IPO approaches?
We haven't seen an IPO with this much hype in, I don't know, ever, really. I mean, certainly not since the late 90s when everything was seemed to be going public. But there's a real disconnect here. I mean, the valuation and the amount of money that's going into Facebook is just sort of crazy for where it's at now. There just seems to be this enormous belief that Facebook will live up to the opportunity and come up with all kinds of new ways to make money over the next 5 to 10 years.
How about Mark Zuckerberg? He, of course, is portrayed kind of negatively in that film, The Social Network. We do know he likes to control his company. How could that play into stocks and investments?
Look, Wall Street big investors hate the structure of Facebook as a public company. Mark Zuckerberg will own 18% of the stock and control 57% of all the votes. He cannot be fired, right? So if it has a problem, if Facebook runs into problems the way Yahoo has, investors can't throw him out. There's nothing they can do. And Wall Street just doesn't like that. On the other hand, because Mark Zuckerberg has kept such control over the company, it's been such a success. Had he not done that, had it not been set up this way across the years, over the years, there's a good chance it would have been bought by Yahoo or some other company. And who knows? And we very likely wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
You know, most of us are not hanging with the Wall Street types and talking high finance. Most of us are just logging onto our computers or using our mobile devices to connect with people on Facebook. Any reason to believe after the IPO that Facebook will change?
For the users, absolutely not. There's no reason to believe anything will change other than they will begin gradually to be more aggressive about finding ways to make money, because that's what they will have to do as a public company.
And doesn't that mean more ads, more stuff right in your face?
I think Mark Zuckerberg is so sensitive to not destroying Facebook as an experience that there's no way he's going to let that happen, where you're going to see ads all over the place. I mean, there might be some slips and he might go overboard at some junctures, but I think they're going to find other ways to create revenue streams that will not include advertising.
What have we learned about the effectiveness of ads on Facebook? Is it actually that great a vehicle to sell products?
Look, this is Facebook's problem. Just today, General Motors said they're going to pull out $10 million that they had planned to spend on Facebook because the ads are not effective. A lot of people say the ads don't work very well. Facebook has this enormous amount of opportunity with advertising because they know so much about all of us. They have such detailed data on where you went to school, on what you like, what you dislike, who your friends are, that the opportunity is there. As of yet, though, it has not proven to be a great vehicle for advertisers.
What do we make of all of this? I mean, I guess we just, you know, cross our fingers and wait. by the way, it's my understanding that you can't just call your broker and say, hey, can you get me some shares of Facebook? Maybe you have to get involved in like a technology fund or something like that. That's a whole other discussion, I suppose.
I've been getting tons of emails from people saying, you know, I have $5,000 saved. How should I buy Facebook? And I don't respond because that's not my job. But I'm thinking, my gosh, don't do that. I mean, let's let the hype settle. And in a few months from now, see how things shake out. If you really want to buy a few shares or 100 shares, you know, wait and see what happens. I mean, there's just too much hype around it that it's just not smart for an average retail investor.
Yeah, you know, I do hear a lot of caution in your voice. I wouldn't characterize it as fear or, you know, but you're just being very, very cautious as you speak about this. Does that suggest that, not that you're expecting a bust, but that you're worried about something?
No, it's just that, like you said, there's just so many unknowns. Facebook has yet to prove that they can make the kind of money to earn the kind of valuation that Wall Street is giving it.
That's Paul Sloan, executive editor at CNET. He joined us on Skype.